So it's not exactly much of a secret. I haven't made any secret of the fact that I'm quite a Black Friday fan. I'm certainly in the market to buying a whole bunch of stuff. But how do I know that the platforms that I'm going to be using are safe? How do I know that the websites are secure? Yeah, questions like that concern me and no doubt concern you too. So to that end, we have on the line with us the Regional Director of Cura Software, Alex Roberts, who is an expert in these matters. Alex, good afternoon and thank you for being with us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone.
So keep me safe. What do I need to do? How do I take care of myself? How do I know what's legitimate and isn't legitimate in terms of what websites are out there?
100%. So this year, obviously, we're seeing a bigger uptake for Black Friday, and it's a trend that's obviously been growing in South Africa for a few years now. And we're going to start seeing a lot more scams then that are now targeting the South African market, specifically around Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So this year, what we're expecting is a lot more phishing attempts. That's one of the going to be the most common way that people are going to end up getting scammed out of Black Friday deals. Those are going to come in a number of ways. First of all, through emails. So an email advertising a specific Black Friday deal, it's going to have a link in it to what you think is a legitimate website, an Amazon or a normal online buying site that you can go to. And you're going to click on that and then you're going to look at your deal and you're going to say, oh, this is fantastic. Put in your credit card details and you think you've made a legitimate purchase when you haven't. So, best way to avoid that specific scenario, if it looks like a good deal, looks like something you want to buy, best way to make sure that it is actually legitimate, go to Google, type in that website's details, make sure that it pops up correctly and that specific deal is still there. If so, that's one of the easiest ways to eliminate a fake deal through a fake phishing email or a fake online social ad. Other phishing scams that are going to be very common is you get a order confirmation, again, via email. It shows a legitimate order that you think you've made, but you actually realize that you probably haven't.
Yeah.
It says something like an order reference number. It doesn't clearly show what that order number, what that order actually is. Has a link in the email. You click on it to see what the order is. Enter your username and password for that specific shopping website. And again, you've been phished. So those are going to be a couple of the key scams that are definitely going to be doing the rounds in the next couple of days. Other ways that you can protect yourself when doing general shopping. So you may have browsed online, seen some specific deals for products that you're looking for. They seem to be on sale. They seem to be on special. A good way to check that it's not a fake website that's genuinely not selling that product is to check that there is a HTTPS in your browser. So that's in the URL. So in the website name of the website that you're browsing on the furthest left, it should say HTTPS, which means it's a secure website that actually has a security certificate associated to it.
Alex, can I stop you for 1 second? The time has gone 4:30, but what you're telling us is absolutely incredibly valuable and important.
We're actually chatting to Alex Roberts. He is the Regional Director of Cura Software. We're talking about staying safe while shopping online for Black Friday. But I've actually got some other questions about Black Friday for you, Alex. So is it true that, I mean, I'm seeing all these weird stories, and I don't even know if they are real stories or fake news, that a lot of items are cheaper before Black Friday. Is it true?
That's a good question. It's possible. I know one of the most common things that is done in Black Friday is a lot of old stock is sold. You know, there is obviously a buying frenzy that takes place on Black Friday, so you could potentially push a lot of products, just people that aren't necessarily aware of the true price of a product. So it's a good chance that you get someone looking for a Black Friday deal. They think it's the correct price or a good price, and it's not. And that's why it's key to actually do your research beforehand. So look for what is the best price for that product. Make sure you're not getting scammed into buying an old version of that specific product or an old model, an unsupported model that, you know, you're not going to be able to get parts or there's not a valid warranty on it going forward. And again, that's a good way to make sure that you pay the right price for a product. Another key way to make sure that you're not getting scammed is make sure you always buy on a credit card. So a credit card is a wonderful tool because you can reverse any transactions. Obviously, it takes a bit of negotiation with your bank.
But and it's the bank's money. It's not yours. It's not like a debit card. When it's out your account, it's out.
100%. So debit cards, EFTs, do not ever use for online transactions. It's the absolute rule of thumb. Credit cards give you some layer of protection in that space.
Did you know
also,
that, Simon?
Also, when you're shopping, shop using a legitimate internet connection. So don't go into a public space onto a public Wi-Fi. So don't shop in a coffee shop or anything like that using their Wi-Fi. That's a recipe for disaster in general, whether it's Black Friday or not. There's a lot of malware and viruses that can get to your PC and intercept your credit card details while you're transacting online from a public Wi-Fi. That's a definite no-go zone.
I think this has been one of the most interesting 5 minutes I've had in a very, very long time. Thank you so much, Alex Roberts, for your time and your input. That was absolutely fascinating. I do just want to recap very quickly for you out there because I think it was so important. Do not click on a link from your email to a website. Go into the website itself, because that way you will be protecting yourself from phishing. Alex Roberts of Cura Software, thank you so much for your very timeous and useful advice. Yeah, and
so
I hope we have you back again.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to get you back. Thank you, Alex.
Kathy, I want to...